90.3 867 1190
Near FM.
I am delighted, nay excited, to finally be joined on the phone by Karen O'Neill from the Northside Partnership. And Karen is, I'll give her her full title, she's a social prescribing link worker with the Northside Partnership. Karen, good morning. Finally, we get to talk.
Good morning, Donny. It's lovely to speak to you this morning.
Yes, it was. It was me down one week and you the following week. So,
Third time lucky.
But they always have the best wine for last. Karen, tell me first of all, it's an intriguing title, social prescribing. What is social prescribing?
Okay, I think the easiest way to describe it is, if we're sick, we go to the doctor and we get a medical prescription for pills or whatever. So this is a prescription for something that's not a pill or that's not medical. So something holistic that's going to help you with your overall health and well-being. And it might be something as simple as just linking somebody in with a group that they have an interest in. So it might be a walking group or a running group or a knitting group, or it could be a men's shed. It just depends. Our tagline is, what we ask, I suppose, is not what's the matter with her, but what matters to her or him. So we find out what people like to do, and I am the link worker that would connect them up to the services within the community. And it's all free. Yeah, so why would you not? Nothing to lose, well, everything to gain, just by checking in with us and getting involved.
Things don't come much cheaper than free. But I suppose the next follow-on from that then, Karen, and the obvious question to ask is, chat to me about the benefits of engaging with it. Because they have to be, especially in the times that we're... The times we're after coming through, and for an awful lot of people, the times we're living in at the moment.
Yeah. I suppose there's a lot of people out there that feel isolated and a little bit lonely, and they're just not really sure how to come back out into the world again. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to reach those people. It could be older people, people that are a little bit depressed, maybe some people that have chronic pain. And as I say, the way it works is anybody can come to see me once they're over 18. And the referral process, I suppose, goes through any of the healthcare professionals, so your doctor, the primary care health nurses, the social workers, but you can also self-refer. So the way it works is they refer to me, I make an appointment to see them, and we have a chat. And we just talk about, as I said, what matters to them. You know, what they care enough about to act upon, to get up and get out. And we try and link them in to the services that they might enjoy doing, and putting a little bit of that into their day every day. And I suppose, yeah, empowering people to get back out and get involved, to socially connect, and it's really good for their mental health and well-being and their physical health.
It's a funny thing you say that, Karen, because I'm just after having a chat with somebody literally 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
And we were talking about the mental health benefits of having, I suppose it's too strong a word, but I'm going to use it anyway, Karen, because you'll understand what I mean. Of having something to go to, a reason to get up in the morning, something to get you out, and something to get you moving.
Absolutely.
Motivated and mixing with other people. The mental benefits of that are immeasurable.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what this social prescribing is all about. Connecting people up with like-minded people, meeting them where they're at. And as I say, it might be something as simple as directing them to a knitting group or a crocheting group or a men's shed. And the benefits are huge. That's why I'm here, and that's why I'm linking people up. As I say, what do they care enough about to act upon? What will get them up and out and meeting people? And there's huge benefits to being socially connected, not being isolated, not being lonely. So that's what we're here for, really, to help these people and connect them up with the service within the community. It's not going to cost them anything, just a little bit of their time, and the benefits will be huge.
And then the obvious question again, Karen, that follows from that is for people listening to us this morning, and it's very important, I think, that I should also state that this, along with the other interviews today, will be up on our Listen Again service, our podcast service here on Near FM. So if you miss any of the details, or if you think there's somebody out there whom you know who would benefit from this, you can go to Near FM and click on the Listen Again, and you'll be able to pick up this interview, and any details in relation to it, you will get them there. How do people get either a refer, self-refer? Who do they contact? How do they go about taking part in this?
Okay, so they contact me. They can email me on karen.o'neill@nspartnership.ie, or they can phone me on 087-065-0134. They can be referred through their GP, through their primary care health nurse, or they can self-refer. They can just contact me directly. Another thing I wanted to mention too is there's a huge amount of courses within the Northside Partnership that we run that might be of interest to people that come to see me. So just list them really quickly. We have the Healthy Food Made Easy course, which is really good. It teaches people how to cook from scratch, you know, no salt, no sugar, no fat. And it's not just a cooking course. We talk about nutrition. We talk about being a savvy shopper, how to save your money, especially now at this time everybody's saying the food is all going up. So that's a really good course. We do a Money Made Sense course, which helps your budget even if you're on a very low income. We have the We Can Quit course, which is for women at the moment, but we're going to be running one for men. And Tony, I think maybe you're going to look at joining one of those stop smoking courses. And then we have stress courses. So, and there's a huge amount of other services within the Darndale and Coolock area. You know, they have the Golden Years up there for older people. You can contact me directly and self-refer, or you can be referred by your GP or your public health nurse as well.
And that is the thing, because I mean, there is so much happening, and in fact I did an interview with a former media analyst last week who is now involved in the education sector, and the kernel of the interview, or the core point of the interview, is, or was, should I say, that, you know, something bad happens in an area, particularly one which could be classed as deprived or underprivileged. Mm-hmm. It's front page news, and every media outlet in the country is running with the story. But there is so much good, and so many different things happening of unbelievable quality in these areas that never ever get highlighted. And personally, I'm delighted to be involved with the Northside Partnership and be able to do it, because seriously, Karen, and always and
that's
ever,
what we want to do, Donny. Like, we want to focus on what's strong in the community, not what's wrong. So hence, like, there is so many services, they're all free, and I'm the link worker now that's going to link people in with them and get them to use them and for their overall health and well-being. So, and as you say, it makes headline news when things go wrong, but we're focusing on what's strong in our community rather than what's wrong.
Can I borrow that catchphrase and patent it, please? Because it's absolutely brilliant, and I'm actually writing it down as we speak here. Good, we focus on what's strong in the community, not what's wrong. Now, I mean, look, let's be honest. We also have to look at the things that are wrong and try and fix them, you know.
That's it.
But again, coming back to the Northside Partnership, I would think that for not 90% of the things that's wrong within the communities, not just the community, but the communities, because the Northside Partnership service is a huge area, there is something there for any one of those communities, if they look at it, that could fix a lot of what's wrong there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the whole ethos of it, you know, not taking tablets and to look at the holistic approach is really good. And I think it could work. I'm really hopeful. Yeah, and as I say, I'm available. I link people in with the services, and it's free. It's easy to access me. You just come in. We'll have a chat, and we'll decide what's the best way. And it's all about empowering people themselves to make the decision as to what will work for them. You know, there's no forcing anybody to join Anthem that they don't want to. It's what matters to them, not what's the matter with them, you know. So, yeah, we're excited in the Northside Partnership now to have the social prescribing here, and really, really optimistic for the future of it.
And again, it would be very remiss of me if I didn't mention and thank sincerely the Marketing and Communications Officer with the Northside Partnership, Sarah Clahasy, who...
Oh, yeah, she's super.
Diligently finds all these items for me every Monday at 11 o'clock. And brilliant. And I mean, it's just like knowing Sarah over the years and dealing with her, you know, on a pretty close basis because of these things, she is really emblematic, I suppose, of the Northside Partnership. Her passion and her enthusiasm. Everybody I speak to, they're all running at that level. And it's all about what we can do and what we can put into the community and the way we can help people.
Absolutely. Yeah, very very much what we can do for people and how we can help them. And as I say, you know, we focus on what's strong, not what's wrong.
Karen, how long is this social prescribing working? Or up and running, I mean?
It actually has... We've only just got it in Dublin, in our area. But it has been running since 2012, and it was rolled out first in Mayo. With great success, and then in Donegal, and so yeah, it's only fairly new to Dublin, so we're really excited to have it and to be able to connect people up and help them, as I say, in a non-medical, holistic way.
Now, you said earlier that it's anybody over the age of 18, so from 18 to the grave you can help. is there any numbers limit, or if 1,000 people contact you this week, you can look after them?
If 1,000 people contact me this week, listen, we won't turn anybody away, you know, we'll take everybody. Our catchment area, obviously our focus is on Darndale and Coolock, and within the Northside Partnership catchment area, that would be the criteria for us. Yeah,
and that'd be, what would it be, Dublin 5 and Dublin 17?
Yes, Dublin 13, Dublin
and
5,
Dublin,
Dublin 3, 5, 13 and 17, with the focus on Darndale and Coolock. Yeah.
And as a matter of interest, Karen, have you had much interest in it since it started?
Yes, we have had a lot of interest. There's referrals coming in every day. And we've only kind of gone live in the last couple of weeks. So, we're getting people every day being referred to us. So lots of interest in it. And, it's a really good program for us. We're delighted in the Northside Partnership that we have it. We're rolling it out now.
And one more question, Karen, before we part company this morning. Are you a one-woman operation, or is there a team running or involved with the social prescribing?
There's only one in the Northside Partnership at the moment, and that is me. But I have lots of help. And it's funded by Sláinte Care Healthy Communities as well, which is the HSE. So, yeah, lots of help.
Well, from what you're saying...
But there is only one of us at the moment.
I was just going to say that, Karen, from what you're telling me, excuse me, and what it's proposed to achieve and what it is capable of achieving, I feel you're going to be creasing the half sheet, as they used to say, in another job and looking for help very shortly, because I would think that this is going to be... It's a no-brainer. It's a brilliant, brilliant idea. And it's so simple again. Going back to, you know, the old thing of...
Yeah.
The best ideas ever are the simplest ones, and they work.
That's it. Absolutely. Connecting people socially. You know, even, as I say, if it's a knitting group, a crocheting group, it's not just about the knitting and the crocheting. It's about the meeting people, having a chat, having a cup of tea or coffee while you're there. You know, and it's just huge for people, and so needed now after COVID, that we were like in an enforced hibernation for 2 years. We're starting to just kind of tentatively come back out of it. So, and we're here to help as much as we can.
And with the cost of living going up, this is a free service,
so
avail of it. Karen O'Neill, social prescribing link worker with the Northside Partnership. And if you want to get on that. You can self-refer to Karen yourself, and the number is 087 065 0134. That's 087 065 0134, or Karen.O'Neill at Northside Partnership. Karen.O'Neill@inspartnership.ie.
Perfect, that's it.
That will get it for you. So, as I said, yeah, those details will be available to you as well if you missed them that time around on our podcast service, the Listen Again service here on Near FM. In the meantime, Karen, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Well done.
Always a pleasure, Tony.
Well done again on another brilliant initiative by the Northside Partnership, and I wish you well with it. Thank you again,
Karen. Thank you so much. Bye now. Thank you.
Bye bye. Thank you. That organisation, my friends, as indeed I suppose I have a soft spot for the Northside Partnership because I liaise with them so much and deal with them every week. But those partnership organisations are in place throughout the country. And there's another one over in Finglas based in Rosehill House, the North West Area Partnership. They're all over the place. The work they're doing is absolutely tremendous, and the benefit to the communities that they serve is untold. So well done to each and every one of them working in the partnerships anywhere around the city or around the country. You're doing great, great work. And again, thanks to Sarah Clahasi for organising that for me this morning.
90.3
867 1190
Near FM.